Hi guys, and welcome back to my podcast, Life as a Single Christian Mom. I want to welcome those of you joining me for the very first time. My name is Madeline, and during these podcasts, I'll be talking about life experiences and things that have happened along the way. Also giving advice on what this journey has looked like for me. So I am super excited to talk to you ladies about today's topic. This is episode number 5, and today's topic is season of singleness. All right, so I just want to start off by saying that I have been single since August 2016. Yes, that is almost 4 years, which, by the way, have felt like an eternity. It's been a long 4 years, but also a lot of growing in these last 4 years. I've dealt with postpartum depression. I dealt with getting over an engagement and also seeing my ex move on. And before I go any further, I just want to say I am very happy for him. He is an amazing dad. He is just the man that he's evolved to be is just awesome to see his growth. You know, I love seeing him with his girlfriend now. Like, I love her. She is the best bonus mom for the boys, and she's just so sweet. I thank God. I know a lot of ladies go through messy situations, and I think by the grace of God, we've been able to co-parent because we have God in the center of it. And I'm just so thankful because the boys really, really, really do love her. And she loves the boys. And that's the most amazing feeling. So with all that being said, I want to be honest. Like, the first year of me being single was very rough. I did not want to date. I was going through that postpartum depression. I didn't feel worthy. You know, I didn't feel beautiful. I didn't feel all those things because, again, I was engaged. Now I'm a single mom to 2 kids, and it was hard. The accepting the reality was hard. And like, my ex and I, we didn't have a messy breakup. It's not nothing like that. It's just 2 people who knew it's better to be not with each other. And I thank God for that because we have a good relationship as friends. And I know, and I'm pretty sure he feels the same way, like we're better this way. So, but you know, during that time when I was freshly single, you know, going through postpartum depression, going through all that, like, you definitely question yourself. You're like, what did I do wrong? What did I do this? What did I do? And it's just like so many scenarios playing in your head, you know? So after that year, I started to gain that little confidence back because, you know, I'm like, you know what? I need to get back out there. I need to try. I need to put myself out there and just see. And boy, what was I thinking? Because I was no longer 21 and single, meaning no kids. Now I am a woman who has 2 beautiful little kids. Again, little kids. I am in the process of, you know, just working on myself. And I'm like, this dating scene is no joke. Like, seriously, what is this? I was like, what is this? And so with that being said, I kind of met this guy, and we weren't obviously nothing serious, but it was more of a long extended hookup, if that makes sense, because he didn't want anything, I did. He didn't want a relationship, I did, you know. We hung out together. We went, you know, out to eat together. But he never obviously met the kids. That was a big no. But it was just, I feel like that left me more broken when I cut that off because I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I am not that young 19-year-old girl to be sleeping around and not building a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, the older you get, the more you realize, like, okay, I'm not, you know, 16 and playing these games, you know? Like, you start to elevate and you start to, what are we working towards, you know? And let's face it, like, if we're single moms, we work full time, we have kids to take care of, we have homework to do, we got, you know, businesses to build, and we don't have time to waste on men who don't want serious, you know? So I realized that very quickly. And I was like, yeah, no, this is not going to work. This is not going to work. But then I felt a little bit more depressed. I felt like when I cut that off, I felt like that left me more broken, because I was more mad at myself that I was even entertaining something like that, like even wasting my time. You know, again, he's not a bad person, great human, but just, we weren't building towards anything, you know? So, hey, you know, close that chapter, open a new one, right? So that was like my mentality when I was before coming to Christ, you know? And that was like my thing, like, okay, you don't like me, next, 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 next. And I realized that, like, right before getting baptized, I would say, like, because I started going, okay, so I was single August 2016, and then I want to say October 2017 I met this guy, and then like probably in around May 2018, that's when I started to wake up. Well, April 2018 probably, that's when I started to wake up. I'm like, what am I doing? You know, I wasted a few good months on this. I wasted like 6 months of my life on this for what? You know, so I cut that off, like I said, and I was like, what is going on in my life? Like, why am I doing these things? Why? And I'm worth so much more than to just be sleeping around, or so much more than to be wasting time, and worth so much more than to be with somebody. And I think that, like I said, that left me a little bit more broken, because I started to judge myself. I started to question, why was I doing this? You know, and like when my son's father and I broke up, it was peaceful. You know, like, we were building, and obviously, okay, we both went our separate ways. But with this guy, I was like, why am I wasting my time? You know, so I made a decision when I got baptized, because I got baptized August 2018, that I was going to live for the Lord and go full force and be celibate and just all this. And my flesh was wanting, but my soul knew that wasn't right, you know? And it was weird, because the more that I pursued God, the more that I wanted God, the more my flesh was fighting me. But I knew that if I pleased my flesh, I was making Satan happy. And I didn't want to do that. Just the thought was making me sick. Like, I don't want to make Satan happy. I don't want him to say, I gotcha. Because he's already robbed me of so much. You know? So the more I chased God, the less I wanted worldly things. But then I realized that, okay, in order for me to do this, because let's admit, you know, having sex and all that stuff, all that worldly stuff, it's fun. It feels good, right? But we also know that we can't be doing that, because that is for marriage. So then I started to put marriage as an idol in my life. And I was like, okay, God, where's my husband? Where he at? Where's he at? And I was like, wait a minute, this is wrong too. I can't make marriage an idol. Like, I can't. I can't have idols. I can't do that. And I know that this is the thing, that God has called me to be that Proverbs 31 woman. And if you're listening to this podcast, I feel like God has called you, or is leading you, to be that Proverbs 31 woman. Right? So this is what I want remind myself, that Boaz chased Ruth. Ruth did not chase Boaz. So I had to put that in my mind, like, I cannot be that alpha female, that shark, and go hunting for my man. Like, no, my man has to want to come hunt me and find me. So I couldn't understand, like, why God had to hurry up with my husband. Like, hello, Jesus, I'm here. I'm ready. But in reality, God was trying to get at the root what was in my heart, right? He started to peel off the layers, you know? So with that being said, I started to look at myself as how I was as a girlfriend, like when I was in a relationship, and things that I did or said that weren't right. And I actually started to judge myself, but not in a bad way. But I started seeing things that needed to change, that needed to be different, that needed my attention. Like, okay, that wasn't right, Maddie. That how you acted, how you said it, how that wasn't right, you know? And I want, like I said, I'm an alpha female, and I wanted things my way, this way, this way, this way, this way. And I did not let my ex be the head. And ladies, if we're gonna talk biblical, right? In the Bible, we know that God goes first, then our husband, then us, then the children. So why are we putting ourselves above God and everything else? No. So during that time, you know, God really started to unfold all these things of who I was and how I was being. So again, the more I chased after God, the more I started to see, like, okay, Maddie, you got to wait. You got to wait on God. You got to wait on God to send you your man, because there's a lot, baby girl, that needs to be worked on during this season of singleness. There's a lot of chains that need to be broken. There's a lot of deliverance that needs to happen. There's a lot of things that you need to let go of. Because I'm not a grudge holder, but I hold on to the idea of things. I hold on to the what ifs. I hold on to the possibilities. I hold on, and my heart is so big that I love so much, and I'm just like, well, why? Why can't this man be my husband? Because I think he's cute, Lord, but he's not a Christian, you know? Like, I'll be honest, you know, and there is a guy in my life like that, that I'm like, okay, but he's not a Christian, but I want him, but I can't, like, that's not what God has for me, you know? Or there, for example, there is a guy who's a Christian, but I don't think he wants me, you know what I'm saying? So I can't force my hand on what God is trying to do, because by me forcing my hand, I'm removing God's, right? So I have to let God be God. I have to let him unlock what he has for me. And ladies, like, God knows our desires. Like, he knows the type of guys that we want. He knows our quote-unquote list. But throw that list out the window, because we can't stay glued to that list. You know? Of course, there's things that total must-haves. Yes, must be a Christian. Must be a believer. Must love kids. Must love, like, yes, those are things important. But if he, what car he drives, like, come on, ladies, give me a break. Like, that's so vain of us, you know? But again, there was things, there was layers that God needs to peel off of us in this season of singleness. There's things that God needs to work on. There's things of being patient, and that is one of my hardest traits, is being patient. You know, and I'll be honest, I trust God in every way possible, but for some reason, my love life was always the hardest. Because in my head, I was thinking, and sometimes I still do, I'm going to be transparent, I'm not going to lie to y'all. Sometimes I think in my head, so you mean to tell me I cannot have sex with this man, like the man that I'm going to marry. I cannot have sex with him. I have to court the way that you want, the way that you want. Do you not realize, God, that we are in the year 2019? Yeah, self-explanatory. So it was a struggle before entering 2020. It was a struggle realizing that I have to be celibate. Like, I have to. I have to do it. As much as my flesh is craving it, I have to put that on the side. You know, during the season of singleness, ladies, we should not be watching porn. We should not be masturbating. And I know that this is strong stuff, but I'm going to be real. We should not be doing those things. We should not. And those were layers that God was peeling off of me. You know, those were things that I had to stop. You know, if I'm really trying to pursue God, then I got to really try and pursue him all the way. And of course, lady, there was falls and slips, but you get back up. I got back up. And I'm proud to say that before 2020, like literally December 2019, I made that decision. God, I'm entering the new year. We're entering a new decade. We're entering the new that you have for me. I'm going to stay celibate. No more porn, no more masturbating, no more hookups, no more nothing. You know, no more entertaining guys just because I'm bored and it's Friday night and I want to text somebody. No. No more of that. And it was a struggle before 2020. But again, I am proud that I've been able to say, God, I trust you. And I'm going to surrender to your will and allow the Holy Spirit to guide me. So I just want to say that 2020 has been a year for the books. No sex, no dating, no nothing. And honestly, I haven't had the urges because I'm really allowing God to be God. During this time, I found my purpose, to be honest. I've realized that my purpose right now, in this present moment that we are in, it is to be the most amazing mother to Aiden and Adrian. To be a woman of value. To be a woman who can truly laugh without fear of the future. That is Proverbs 31:25. And not allowing the world to tell me I have to have sex before marriage. I've been at the most peace with myself, my image, my life. And that's because I'm seriously allowing God in. You know, I made Jesus my husband. Like, I made him my husband first. Knowing I am secure with him. And that in God's perfect timing, my husband will find me. And it will all be ordained by God. Like I said, I know that I'm an alpha female, and I'm pretty sure that half of y'all listening to this are the same way, because it's who we attract, it's who we are, you know? And not only that, but single moms have to be alphas, in my opinion, because if you don't get it done, who's going to get it done? Nobody. Like, you know you got to go to the grocery store, you know you got to take the kids to school, you know you got to work, you know you got to get up. If you do not wake up on time, baby girl, ain't nobody going to be taking the kids to school but you. So it's like you build that in you, like that toughness, that strongness, that I got this, you know, like I can and I will attitude, right? So we can't have that attitude though when it comes to finding a boyfriend, finding a husband. We can't. We have to truly surrender to God and his will for our life and what he wants for our life, not what we want. Ladies, and I know that being single sucks. I get it. You want to go on the dates? I want to go on the dates too. I want that attention. I want the affection. I love people. I love being around people. But God has me in this season of singleness for a reason. Again, he's unfolding, unlayering all the things that have been built up that I cannot bring into a new relationship, a God-ordained relationship. Like, how beautiful does that sound? Ladies, we shouldn't be on those dating apps. We shouldn't be watching porn. We shouldn't be doing any of that. If we are truly trying to seek God, if we are truly trying to be a better woman, a better mother, a better, just all these things, you know, that God has called us to be. You know, and I like dates. I want to go on a date. I haven't been on a date. But I'm not going to go on a dating site just because I'm desperate. Like, don't get me wrong, guys hit on me. You know, I'm sure guys hit on y'all too. But I'm not going to be entertaining that, especially number one, if they ain't Christian, no, boy, bye. You know, if you don't got that belief, if you're not Holy Spirit filled, led, no. See ya later, alligator. I don't want to see ya. Like, yeah, like, honestly, I think about that. And those are the major things, you know. And I know that if it's a desire in your heart, God's going to make it possible. Why rush it when God knows best? And I truly believe that since being a wife is a desire in your heart, it will happen. Don't lose hope. You know, I want to leave you guys with this verse, which is one of my favorite verses. It's Luke 1:45, and it's, "Blessed is she who believed God would fulfill his promises to her." Hold on to the words, ladies. Believe it. God is in control, and you have to go through this season in order to get to the next chapter of your life. Remember, this is just a season. Just like when our babies were born, when we were pregnant, let's just start off there. When we were pregnant, we felt like we were pregnant forever, especially at the end when we were 8 months, at the beginning of 9 months, we felt like it was an eternity. But right when we're about to deliver, it's when it gets the hardest. It's when the true labor pains hit. So think about it as you're in your single season now. The enemy may be fighting you the hardest right now, but know that you are at the next chapter. You are right there. You are at the tip of the next chapter. Do not lose hope. Do not let fear come into your mind. I rebuke that in the mighty name of Jesus. Believe that God, the same God who heals, the same God who protects us, the same God who provides us, the same God who took us out of those bad situations that we were in, will be the same God who's going to lead your husband to you. Again, I've been single for 4 years, and I'm not losing hope. Of course it gets tough. Of course I question. Of course. But I snap out of it and I grab those thoughts captive. I hold those thoughts captive and I send them back, because I'm not receiving that. I'm not going to let the enemy mess with my mind. I'm going to hold on to what God says about me. I'm going to believe. Like it says in Luke 1:45, "Blessed is she who believed God would fulfill his promises to her." And that says, it doesn't say maybe, it doesn't say sometime, it says he would. Blessed is she who believed God would fulfill his promises to her. Know what the promise is. Get into your word and read it. Talk to God. Spend that time with God alone, girlfriend. And see what he says. You know, pray about it. If there is somebody that you're talking to, pray about it. We don't want to keep repeating. We don't want to keep going through these things, you know. We want to break off those generational curses. Like, I know in my family, a lot of women have been single for so many years. And my family goes back generations, married and divorced, never remarried. I said, it ends here with me. God, I'm going to be the generational curse breaker. It ends here with me. This will be the last generation. You know, so I'm believing God is going to do what he said he's going to do. So hold on to the word, ladies. All right, ladies, I'm going to wrap this up. And I want to thank you for listening and tuning in. I appreciate all of you. And I hope you all have a blessed week. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please subscribe and send this to anyone who may need to hear this. For more of the daily dose of my life and see my two beautiful little boys, follow me on Instagram and see the face behind the voice. My IG is life_with_Maddie_. Thank you guys so much and stay blessed.